We're here on KSOM. We're talking high school football. Audubon, a dramatic win last Thursday as they defeated Iowa Valley 26-19. And now they get ready for the semifinals in Bishop Garrigan on Wednesday morning with a 10 a.m. kickoff. We'll have coverage of the game here on KSOM. One of the key players on the line for this Wheeler football team is Hayden Larson. He joins us now. And Hayden, what was that game like in Marengo Thursday night? What a football game. Have you ever been a part of a game like that before?
I have not. No, it was a great game, and we all played great.
Yeah, and I asked you just before we started the interview about that bus ride back. Give us the PG-rated version of what was it like just sharing that bond with your teammates on the ride home?
It was great. You know, the energy levels were all up, and we're all excited, and it's just a great memory to have.
Well, I thought there were so many moments in that football game, and you got to talk about the punt because that might have saved the entire game when the snap was bad, and somehow you were able to get back there and get that football and kick and make that kick. Take me through that play and how that all materialized.
Well, to start off, Aiden Kiergaard, he's been great the last 2 years when he's been long snapper, and I think that was the only bad snap he's had. So when I was back there, I was just expecting a normal snap, but he must have got excited or a little jittery, and it was over my head, and I ran back, and Burks always tells me, if it's ever behind your back, and you just got to go get it and try to get it off and make the best of it.
Well, I thought you were going to fall on it for a second there, but somehow you stumbled and stayed on your feet and kicked it away. What was that, a moment of like sheer panic in those few seconds?
It was. Yeah, I turned around and there was already a guy in my face, and I saw another one coming, so I tried to make the one miss, and it worked, and I just got it off as quickly as I could, and then I got hit when I punted it pretty well.
Well, you only punted the ball twice all season long, and you punted more times in that game against Iowa Valley than you had all season. But that was such a key part of the football game in terms of field position. So what was like just, you know, having to be thrust into that position there?
There's plays where we had explosive plays for our offense, and there were some plays where it wouldn't work out. You know, they lined up differently than we expected. So I just had to go back there and make the best of it and just do my job back there.
Yeah. And then there were times you had to punt against the wind and punt into the wind, you know, with the wind at your back. It was crazy. But what can you just say about special teams? Because we don't talk, I think, enough about that. And we know that you guys can score points. We know that the defense can do its job. We'll talk about that in a moment. But what is it about special teams that is so special for this Audubon team? Because it seems like you excel in that area too.
We practice that a lot in practice. You know, there's a lot of mental things that go into it. You know, who you're blocking, what your assignment is, and you just got to kind of carry it out and do the best you can. Burks always says you got to do your 1/8, and I guess that's all you really have to do.
Yeah. And then on defense, there were just so many plays. You were making them, Isaac making them, Brody made them, Austin. Everybody was contributing at some point. What was that like just being a part of that football game on defense and seeing play after play being made by everybody?
It was great. You know, even if you don't make the play, you're always got to be excited for the other guy. You know, we play as a team. We've practiced as a team. We're really just a sound team that we just love playing with each other. And, you know, whatever happens, it's so what if there's a bad thing, and you just got to make up for it for the next play.
What were some of the defensive plays that really stood out to you?
Mason Kaspar got a pretty good tackle on the quarterback Kriegel. You know, Austin Christensen's always in there making a play. Isaac's always driving the center back. That was a big thing this week. Brody Weber always setting the edge and not letting them flow out. You know, I'm doing my best doing the same thing. And our DBs are always back there doing their job. And we're all just playing like a team.
Yeah. What about yourself? I mean, what stood out for you on defense? Was there any memorable plays that you think you made that stood out?
Yeah, I had a sack on Kriegel towards the beginning of the game. That really set the tone for me, and I was like, well, this is going to be a hard game to play, and I just got to put all my effort into it and do what I could do.
What was it like after he completed that long touchdown pass to start the game?
After that, I thought, you know, it might be a long game, but there's always something you got to do to make up for the last play. And we did that pretty well towards the end of the game. We really made up for it.
Yeah, sure. I mean, 20 straight points in the first half, led 20-6, 26 straight overall to lead 26-6, and then held on. What was the feeling after that final play? They had one final chance at the 15-yard line with 2 seconds left, and it fell short. What was your reaction after that?
I've been playing this game for so many years, and every time you end the season, it's always rough for the other team, or if you end up losing, it's always rough for you. So I made sure to go over to some of the other players and tell them they did a great job. Having good sportsmanship, because they had a heck of a season and they all played well. And I made that play at the end of the game, and that really sealed it. So that was pretty exciting.
Yeah, my partner John Becker was talking with some of the Iowa Valley people after the game, and they gave great props to you as a team for your sportsmanship, the coaching staff, everybody. And that goes a long way to doing that and winning the right way. You guys are to be congratulated for that. So now the next step is the Dome, and Bishop Garrigan is the next test. It's a little early as we talk about that, but what do you just think about the next step?
Well, we got to really practice hard this next coming week. They got a decent sized line. Some big players are really athletic, and we just got to play as hard as we can and do what we could do. And even if something bad happens, you just got to make up for it and say, so what?
Yeah, that's what Austin Christensen told me in the post game. That phrase, so what? You make something bad happen, and so what? Go on and make something good happen after that. I mean, just is going to the Dome, is this always been in the front, back of your mind? I mean, has this always been a thought for you as long as you can remember?
Yeah, in seventh grade, I was a water boy at the Dome, and we went in 2021, and that Waco game, that's always going to stay in my mind. Getting that punt return and then the interception and going to the Dome, that was experience that I'll always get to remember. And this year I'm lucky enough to play in the Dome with all my teammates and all my good friends.
Who were some of the guys you really looked up to there when you were a seventh grader and a water boy?
I think it was Braden Wessel with the punt return. I always looked up to him. He's a great athlete. He's a great guy. And then Manny, he got that interception. And my cousin Gavin Larson, he was always in there. He was always a great player. And yeah, there's so many other ones.
How special is the bond that you've created with the rest of your teammates?
It's insanely special. You know, we've practiced hard all summer. We've spent a lot of the summer together. We have team bonding every Wednesday night, and that's always something we always look forward to. And it's just the bond is just very strong between us. And I'm very glad that I have such a tight bond and our team has such good chemistry.
Well, let's hope it just keeps on going. A tough challenge yet to come, but celebrate the win for a little bit, and then back to work as you prepare for Bishop Garrigan. Semifinals on Wednesday, coverage here on KSOM. Hayden, congratulations, and we'll see you in the Dome.
Okay, thank you.
Hayden Larson, defensive tackle for Audubon Football, joined us here on KSOM.